the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? This is going to be over the top. Okay? Brains.
I love that you have she's got a
sucker. Can you see her?
Yes, yes, yes.
Crown.
I am holding court, okay? I'm in combat. We are at war with an invisible, really, with an invisible enemy. And we are going to beat this sucker. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to stay prayed up. Look at that.
This we got a blueprint in the
back, Brains.
That's how you map it out.
Okay, that's, he ain't playing. We just
this conversation.
That's how you map it out.
All right,
that's
right. So we ready to rock and roll. I ain't playing. We just come on into the room. That's to say, come on in the room.
You're making my you're making my cheeks hurt already. I'm like, oh, this is great. This is gonna, like, I was sleepy. I'm awake now.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be woke on this. No, this is what I'm saying. You're gonna be lit. Just lit.
Okay, Grace, let me tell you something. You are here on the edge. We're trying to compose ourselves now, right here on the edge. Where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull, okay? And we are about to give it to you straight, 105.
No chaser.
Exactly. So we got Pamela Garrison over here. She is a woman of faith. She's a speaker, she's an entrepreneur, she's a great person, and she loves bubbles. I got my bubbles outside, okay? I'm going to pay homage to you. Yes, I'm going to pay homage to you. I'm going to go get the bubbles. And then right there, another super brain, Dr. Anita Jackson. And Brains, we didn't even know that all of us knew each other.
See how yes.
Okay? Spirit is moving.
Doing it.
Synergy, boom, it's combustion. All right. So I want each lady to tell me a little bit about herself. We're going to start with Dr. Anita Jackson, how you show up in the world. And then we're going to come back to the blueprint. You know, we're going to come back to the instructions on the wall. Bring take notes, okay? You're about to get a quick education.
That's right. First of all, I am so honored to... together to inspire and tell you coronavirus ain't got nothing on us.
What? We've been fighting an invisible enemy our whole damn life.
Come on. Yes, we have.
And we've been empowered to show up in a so much bigger, greater level. I'm a woman of faith just as well. So the fact that three powerhouse women are coming in faith, in God, in spirit, in knowledge, in information. We're transforming minds, which means we're transforming lives, which we're calling down the anointing and the power.
Come on.
What?
We're allowing the Spirit
to move us to call you. Okay? Because you got to get together. This is spiritual warfare.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, in whatever form, you need to stay prayed up.
That's right.
You get your cash right. Be with your kids. You know, I went for a beautiful walk because wasn't nobody outside. you know, I went in my garden. I'm going to plant me some vegetables.
That's right.
Something to eat.
That's right.
You know, I'm going to work the earth. I got a plan for survival. You see, I got combat gear. I ain't playing.
See, that's what smart women do.
What?
Right?
Outside the box.
Absolutely.
Strategize in a different way.
All right, Pamela, how you showing up in the world? What you got, girl? What's your arm?
I'm bringing the sunshine, baby. I'm bringing the joy of the Lord is my strength.
That's right.
So I walk in that. I walk in the joy. You know, there's a lot of people that they're trying to figure out what to do during this moment of crisis, and the first thing they drop is their joy. And it's like, no, that's your strength. Right. So that's you right. have to show up like the sun. Rise every morning. Rise. So that's how I'm showing up in the world. So My name again, yeah, Pamela Garrison. I'm an author. I'm definitely a woman of faith. I have so many stories where God has just brought me through, you know, and when you sit down and reflect back on those things, you know this victory is already won. It came to pass, and like my sister April was saying just right now, we've been fighting an invisible enemy all our lives because we are fighting principalities and rulers in dark places and those things. And so when you show up, anytime you got light, darkness got to leave.
What?
Got to go.
Anytime there's light, you come as the sunshine, baby, darkness got to leave. So that's what we're doing. We spreading the light, we spreading the love, and we just gonna cover up Corona. Like, what's Corona?
Exactly. I got light. Let's get a little bit into, you know, who we are as women and what we do with regards to our profession. Because I want to touch on that a little bit. For the simple fact is that I want people to understand that this is an opportune time, darling, if you strategize.
That's right.
Yes, it is. Okay. Now,
on all different levels. So, you know, you are here on the edge to get a quick education. Like I said, I suggest you go get a pencil and a piece of paper because you got some brains tonight.
Yes.
Okay. So, Dr. Anita Jackson. All right. Now, you've looked at this. You looked at the psychology of this because the psychology is cold-blooded. The input of the media, how people are responding. You know, are they really taking this seriously? You see the whole thing.
It's been fascinating.
Yeah, you know, and it's unprecedented.
Yeah. So I'll start off by saying I do have a background as a marriage and family therapist. I've been trained professionally, formally, did it for 25 years. I also have a background as an organizational psychologist. So that means I actually understand both dynamics of the personal mastery side as well as the organizational business entrepreneurial side. And people are fascinating right now. I keep telling everybody, I'm in la la land. I'm just kind of like this, watching everybody like, ooh, this is fun. and it's at the same time, it's also sad because we see so many people being controlled by this silent enemy of fear that's actually shutting us down and causing us to pull back and causing us to revert to old habits. And this is where I say, gosh, you really find out how much you've embodied truth compared to just having a lot of information. Information is fleeting. It comes and it goes. But the work of actually moving it to knowledge, then moving it to wisdom, then moving it to embodiment means you're living this out. And fear, for those of us of faith, this is not how we're supposed to live. We're supposed to walk by faith and not by fear, not by sight. And so if we're looking out in the world and we're following the lead of other people, that means we've gotten our eyes off truth. We've gotten our eyes off of God. We've gotten our eyes off of the things that we know that should keep us in our power. I keep telling people, I'm not moved by fear. I don't care what's happening. I know I'm taken care of. I know. And that knowing keeps you healthy.
But I took it to another level. I've come with the peace with, you know, if heaven forbid I transition. I know I've been a good soldier.
There you go.
I don't believe that this is the end. Okay, this ain't the period. This is the comma.
Right. I agree. I agree 100%.
So, Pamela, you do a lot of work in the church, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and what is the feeling there? I mean, because you know they done shut down Sunday service, girl. Now you know that, right? We need to be up in there prayed up. Now we can't
right.
even get up
right.
in there. We do That's a Bible right. study online. Oh yes.
and this, we're in that era. You know, have you grown up with, you have to know God for yourself.
Come on now.
We are in that era. So many times people have the misconception because they can only see the pastor. And right. when they truly should be looking at the Savior.
That's right.
And so they get sidetracked and blinded by the person in charge rather than who's really in charge.
Right.
But what this is doing now, there's a transitioning that's happening in this world to where the gathering, you have to know that you are the church. You have to know that God is in you, moving through you to do the things he desires you to do. So you don't have to meet in the building to get that done.
No. That's right.
So now as we're transitioning into, like she said, a lot of church doors are closed, social distancing. Right. So, you know, you can believe in the Lord Savior. You can believe in the blood of Jesus. You can believe you are protected, but you are still in an earth suit. And if you're not putting the correct things in this body to take care of this body, you leave yourself open
acceptable. So now let's talk a little bit about, you know, the family dynamics. Girl, you know what? Before we do that, let's talk about some money.
Money.
Right. Brains, this is the opportune time to make some money, okay?
If you got yes, money, it is.
Okay? I'll tell you why, you know? And again, I'm going to make light of it because if you get too sucked up in it like a straw, you know, you're going to be all uptight.
Right.
Just think about airlines and cruise ships. They've got to come back. People,
they got to.
Okay? I went to get some Zoom link. It was out of my price range now. Oh, yes.
Wow.
You know, like commuting, you know, you're looking at those type of things. Because now everybody done figured out how they can do this stuff from home, even teach your kids. You know, they give you a little stipend now instead of bringing them into the school and the school bus and the shootings. Absolutely. And this might be a blessing in disguise. You know? So anyway, again, look at some of those things, you know, and making money. And these entrepreneurs, this is not time to bottom out. This is time to level out.
Right.
It's time for you to look at your business, look at your numbers, look at the people on your team, look where you can cut some money, look where you can make a discount, make a deal. Okay, this is negotiation time. Okay, whatever skills and tricks you have, you better learn to pull them a rabbit out of your hat.
It's funny, I'm gonna piggyback on that if you don't mind me cutting in, because I was just telling what this is behind me. Is kind of a mind mapping process and saying right now, you've got to be very strategic, particularly if you're an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur means you are one who creates. You can take a problem and recreate it for a solution. And so the solution is go digital, go virtual, go products. Focus on creating as many products as you possibly can. If you're not writing your book, this is the perfect time to sit down and write a book. And it doesn't have to be a big book. I think so many people get caught up in, I have to write 20 or 30,000 words. The most popular books, I am a publisher, the most popular books right now are called novelettes. Novelettes are smaller books. They're usually 70 to 100 pages, which is about 10,000 words. Those smaller books sell like hotcakes. So you could sit down and really quickly on a weekend, write out maybe 1,000 words per, or 10 chapters, each chapter is 1,000 words. You've got a book.
Well, and you can let me interject in here because that is a surprise announcement I am releasing. We are coming out with a brand new version of On the Edge with April Mahoney. It is called The Devil is in the Details. Oh, yes. It's going to be a podcast like no other, okay?
Yes.
I need for these creative writers that work with you, Dr. Jackson, to come on board because I need some thought leaders. I need some people that can mix it up, can write the sex scenes, all that.
That's right.
So that's a lot of fun. Now, Pamela, I want to ask you a question. You're a mother, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how old are your children, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't mind. So my youngest, who's diagnosed with autism, is 26 years old. So I have 26, 28, and then I have 36.
You have grandchildren?
And I have grandchildren.
Right.
And their ages are ranging from age 18 to down age 2.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Six grandkids.
I don't know what to do when it comes to kids these days. If, you know, it's just really... put them outside, let them catch some bugs. I was out there with my little neighbor kids because I told you we play in the garden. We ain't playing. We going to eat. We're going to be like the squirrels and the rabbits out here. We going to have at least some potatoes and some cucumbers and some onions. I can get a snack. You know? So I'm a little neighbor over here. We catching the earthworms and the bugs and all that kind of stuff. You know, and that's good. That's good. He had on this little mask. I had on my little mask. We had the best time. You know, but again, you just can't be in this bubble. You can't be in this circle of fear because that is a part of the strategy, brains. Okay? Right. It's the psychological warfare that they are.
It's be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Right. So anyway, you know, dealing with children right now, what would you give some suggestions, Pamela, to some parents that got some kids there? And you know they're bad.
I don't ever call kids bad. They're active. Their imaginations are beautiful, and we can walk them.
But they're bad. They're smart.
So what I've been doing, and what I've actually been doing with my grandkids and with my kids, and then just the people of the world, because like I said, a lot of people are scared. And God gave me this creative idea of bubble therapy. And bubble therapy is something that is introduced to all ages. And so with that.
Uh-oh.
What? Keep going. I'm going to get my bubbles.
Pamela, we can't hear you anymore.
I can't hear you, Mama. I can't hear you. What happened?
Yeah, your sound cut out. Unstable.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear
there
you.
There
you
are.
Now, okay. Yeah, you hear me now? Because mine was... It was saying unstable. So with the kids, you want to keep them entertained. You want to keep the positive stuff going. You don't want them on electronics all day long. So in bubble therapy, they can go outside. They can be inside. You got bubbles in your house. Now is a good time to make bubble solutions at home. And you can just get the water, the detergent, the Carol syrup, or whatever. Those little
there
things
you go.
Ready, handy at home. And anything that makes a circle. Or whatever shape you want those bubbles to be.
But put a bubble of love around your problems and just let them float away, brains.
You know? Yes. And so, like we saying, you just pick up that little stick and you just blow through. And then I want you to imagine that. You blowing away all the negativity. You blowing away the coronavirus. You blowing away everything ailing you. Get that stuff up and out of you.
It only costs a dollar.
Watch it float away.
Can I put some science to that?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Psychologist is coming in. So the reason why this is so powerful for adults and children is the moment you start to play, your brain actually releases certain chemicals to actually help you feel better, which improves your actual immune system.
Yes.
So play as much as you possibly can.
Yes.
So we have played, we have laughed, we have talked, and you guys have just been the best guests ever. Thank you so much for being here on the edge with me and really getting into our brains, okay? I like to, you know, really have it on point. Dr. Anita M. Jackson, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to do some more work while I answer the cell phone.
Everybody, I would love to support you in really creating the strategic plan you need for your business. You can always find out more about me at my website. It's www.dranitamjackson.com.
And Pamela Garrison, how do they get in contact with you, girl?
It's really been a pleasure. So yeah, if you want to talk to me more and know a little more, want to know a little more about bubble therapy, right now the best way to do that is contact me by email. And that's bubbletherapist@gmail.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Pamela Garrison or Pamela Renee Garrison or author Pamela Garrison. And then join my wonderful group, Bubble Therapy, where we just keeping it light and we flowing as light as the bubbles in the air.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing. We keeping it real right here with some bubbles on the edge, brains.
We on the edge.
And, you know, listen to other edgy conversations. I'm about to come out with some stuff that's so heavy, baby, you're going to need a crane.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Got something to look forward to. And I love you. And I'm sending, you know, bubbles of love to you.
Thank you.
Over and over again. You know, it's going to be all right. Believe
it. Amen.
One way or the other. If you in destitute, you better try to get right. You got a little time left.
Right. We're made to overcome. It's already done.
Okay.
And another
tip, invest in some toilet paper and some paper towel.
Yes. Actually, that's actually pretty smart.
That's true.
If you have to do it, I can do it in a heartbeat.
I love you from the bottom of my socks because my heart is just not
Bye, all.
Bye. It's been a pleasure.